From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. It's shaping up to be another rough week for Toyota. Today, the U.S. Transportation Department called on the company to hand over more documents connected to its massive recall. The government wants to know if Toyota acted quickly enough when it learned about potential safety defects in its vehicles. Meanwhile, the carmaker is temporarily halting production at its plants in Kentucky and Texas to prevent a backlog of unsold cars and trucks. But for some car shoppers, all the bad news about Toyota is all the more reason to go shopping for a good deal. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The Tucson Auto Mall is one of those business districts where car and truck dealerships sit side by side. Most of the dealerships are pretty quiet, except for Precision Toyota. Its service department is fixing gas pedals and braking software, but its sales department is even busier. General Manager John Barrera says sales are strong.
They're still coming in, and most of the customers that are coming in are loyal buyers, repeat buyers.
Buyers like Ron Marks. He has owned Toyotas since the 1980s. Now he's looking at a 2010 Prius, one of the recalled models, and he's not worried about safety or quality.
No, I mean, you know, cars are cars. I mean, everybody has these problems. So, you know, I have an Audi. And, you know, I get a recall notice on the Audi every 18 months. So, you know, I'm not concerned.
Do the seats fold down flat? That's one thing we've got.
Scott Baker and Marianne Heseldens are comparing the small SUV Toyota RAV4 with a Ford Escape, which they saw earlier. They've never owned a Toyota, but Baker says his friends recommend them. Baker also says the recalls are not a factor.
No. I mean, one of the things we were saying is maybe we can get a good deal. Because everybody else is not acting the way we are. But, you know, maybe they're going to be more open to working with us.
Baker is hoping the recalls will make Toyota more willing to deal. This week, at the National Automobile Dealers Association meeting in Florida, a Toyota official said the company is considering cash incentives and extended warranties. Those lures would reportedly be aimed at repeat customers. They may not be Toyota's problem.
The people that are the most upset and discontent with the Toyota situation are those people that this is their first Toyota they've ever bought.
Rebecca Lindland is an auto industry analyst with the economic forecasting company IHS Global Insight. Her company is lowering its sales forecast for Toyota. Still, even with its recent problems, Lindland says she'd rather be selling Toyotas. She reminds people that domestic automakers have been struggling for decades, not months.
Because, of course, those brands that GM and Chrysler own had really had a terrible 10 years in particular, but they had been on the downward trend anyway.
Ford and GM are trying to capitalize on Toyota's trouble, offering an extra $1,000 to anyone who trades one in. But down the block from the Toyota dealership, the general manager of Holmes Tuttle Ford, James Newton, says the incentive isn't having much of an effect.
I think you would assume a lot of people would come in here with Toyotas wanting to get out of them. We haven't seen a lot of that at all.
So far, Toyota's true believers seem to be sticking with their brand. It could take many more missteps to shake that belief. And that couple deciding between their first Toyota, the RAV4, and the Ford Escape, Scott Baker and Marianne Heseldens decided to buy the Toyota.
I like the interior a lot better.
For them, it was a better match. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.